Topic 136, Prana. 1. Solar Prana. That is, that vital and magnetic fluid that radiates from the sun and that is transmitted to man's etheric body through the agency of certain deva entities of a very high order and of a golden hue. It is passed through their bodies and emitted as powerful radiations that are applied direct through certain plexi in the uppermost part of the etheric body. These golden-hued pranic entities are in the air above us and are specially active in such parts of the world as California, in those tropical countries where the air is pure and dry and the rays of the sun are recognized as being specially beneficial. Relations between man and this group of devas are very close, but fraught as yet with much danger to man. These devas are of a very powerful order, and along their own line are further evolved than man himself. Unprotected man lies at their mercy, and in this lack of protection, and man's failure to understand the laws of magnetic resistance or of solar repulsion comes, for instance, the menace of sunstroke. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 90. 2. Primarily, the functions of the etheric body are three in number. 1. It is the receiver of prana. 2. It is the assimilator of prana. 3. It is the transmitter of prana. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 97. 3. The pranic emanations of the sun are absorbed by the etheric body via certain centers which are found principally in the upper part of the body, from whence they are directed downwards to the center which is called the etheric spleen. The main center for the reception of prana at present is a center between the shoulder blades. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 98. 4. The more refined and rarefied the form, the better a receiver of prana will it be, and the less will be the resistance found to the uprising of kundalini at the appointed time. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 103. 5. The race suffers from certain incapacities, which may be described as follows. First, inability to tap pranic currents owing to the unhealthy lives passed by so many. The cure is apparent, the bringing about of better living conditions, the employment of more appropriate clothing, and the adoption of a freer and more salubrious mode of living. When the pranic rays can find free access to the shoulders and to the diaphragm, the subnormal state of the average spleen will adjust itself automatically. Second, overability to tap pranic currents. The etheric body receives prana or solar rays too rapidly, passes it through and out of the system with too much force, and this leaves the victim a prey of inertia and devitalization. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 106 through 107. 6. The healer or healing group must remember that it is not mental energy only with which he works. He, for himself, A, creates a thought of healing power. B, that created focal point of concentrated attention becomes the directing agent for the healing force, or prana. C, this prana is neither mental nor astral in nature. It is purely planetary substance or living essence, and is that substance of which the vital body of the planet is made. D. The healer or the healing group appropriates as much of this substance as possible, and by the power of their united thought, they direct it to and through the center involved. Healing work is circulatory, and this must not be forgotten. The pranic energy, thought-directed, is not sent to the center and there permitted to accumulate. It is passed through the center, first of all to the organ involved, or the area where the difficulty is to be found, and then is sent out to the body as a totality. It might be regarded as a system of flushing with a purifying and stimulating effect. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 287. 7. Prana might be defined as the life essence of every plane in the sevenfold area which we call the cosmic plane. It is the life of the planetary logos, reduced within limits, animating, vivifying, and correlating all the seven planes, in reality the seven subplanes of the cosmic physical plane, and all that is to be found within and upon them. The fact that we call only that tangible, which we can see or touch and contact through the medium of the five senses, is entirely wrong. All is regarded as belonging to the world of form, which is found on the physical plane, the astral plane, and the levels of the lower mind. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, pages 154 through 155.